Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is if you realize how to create the life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Around here, we break down the process of manifestation into concrete, actionable, and tangible steps so that you're really able to apply them in whatever area of your life that you want to see open up, whether it's your relationships, your finances, your career, your well-being, or just your overall quality of life. We are here to live out the most expansive and abundant lives. And we have everything within us to create the life that we desire. But it's just about knowing how to tap into our innate gifts and assets. And when I say our assets, I'm talking about our nervous systems, our minds, our imaginations, our bodies, and everything within us. Because if you are a living, breathing human, you have everything within you to create the outcomes you desire. It's just by knowing how to leverage them to your advantage. And that's exactly what we do around here. And if you are a longtime listener, welcome back. So grateful that you choose to spend this time with me. And before we dive into today's episode, which I know is going to be very juicy, very informative, I want to remind you that my latest program, Calm, Cool, and Creating, is open for enrollment. This is my 10-day program whereby we identify your manifesting blind spots. So in other words, ways you've unknowingly been dysregulating your nervous system and operating from lack, and how to actually re-regulate your nervous system so that you're able to shift your state of being into a place of abundance. Because at the end of the day, manifestation is nothing more than a game of energy. It's knowing how to become a vibrational match, an energetic match to the reality you're creating, with the knowingness that it is a given that you will receive more outcomes of the same. Because whatever energy you put out, you're going to receive more of the same. And that's why if you're not actually intentional about doing this work, you can be the nicest, kindest, and warmest person, but still not getting the outcomes you want. It has nothing to do with being a nice person, but it's really, what is your state of being? Is it from a place of lack or abundance? Because manifestation is not a switch you decide to turn on when you feel like it. It is an ongoing process that's taking place on a moment-to-moment basis, and you are constantly receiving more outcomes that reflect your state of being. And so rather than worry about how your desire is going to manifest, it's, can I now alter and align my state of being to match that which I'm creating, which is exactly what we are going to be doing in Calm, Cool, and Creating. Tiny ways in which you are dysregulating your nervous system, we are going to now do the purposeful action around it. And so if you want to join in, you can head to the link in the show notes. And with that being said, we're going to dive into the crux of today's episode. And so when it comes to manifestation, a huge contributor in terms of making sure you get what you want is actively engaging in self-awareness and self-observation every single day. Not once in a while, not when you remember, not when you feel like it, but it's constantly keeping a check in yourself. Because like I said earlier, is your life is nothing more than a mirror reflection of you. Your outer world is a projection, a reflection of your inner reality. And so rather than try and change the world around you, change the circumstance, it's about asking yourself, how can I become the change? And that's why, like I said, self-awareness and self-observation is so crucial. Because when you can really look inwards and say, okay, what are the ways in which I'm changing? What are the ways in which I am still stuck in a version of me that's no longer serving me? And more importantly, how can I now start to let go of tendencies and behaviors which don't serve me, but also start to implement and adopt habits and behaviors and thought processes which align with the outcome I'm creating? That's when getting what you want happens at a really fast pace. But a lot of times we shy away from looking inwards, from observing ourselves, because of the onset of judgment. We're scared to look inwards because of what we might uncover, of what we might pull under from under a rug. But really, if you want to master this, it's about making a conscious choice to not only observe yourself, but to adopt a neutral lens while you're doing it. Not from a place of judgment or shame or whatnot, but instead it's just about using it as data. And I recognize it's not a one-time thing, but the more you do it with that level of intention, the easier it becomes. And this is a practice I do every single day, sometimes multiple times a day, especially when I'm in a period where I really want to experience certain changes. I will constantly look inwards and get really honest with myself. And the first question I ask myself is, how am I doing better than I was in the past? What are ways in which I've changed? But more importantly, why? What actually brought on those changes? And then secondly is, what needs work? And why am I not actually doing the work in those areas yet? And the question why in both cases is so important, because when you understand how certain changes are what's causing them, you can do more of that. But when you can also understand why you're not actually changing in certain areas, then it's about looking at the why, the root cause. And this is the duality of being a human, that you can want to get better, but also know that you've come so far. And, you know, it's very easy for us to adopt these all or nothing mindsets, which is what most humans do. It's either I am judging myself for not being where I'm at, or I'm getting complacent and thinking this is all there is. But when you can find that sweet spot whereby you are so proud of yourself for where you've come, but also know you have so much more potential to tap into, that's when your life will open up in ways you can't even imagine. And, you know, a lot of times people embark on manifestation. I say people, I was one of those people, embark on this journey of manifestation because of what they're going to get. You have a desire or multiple desires in your heart that you really, really want, and you're willing to do whatever it takes to get those desires. And while, yes, the byproduct of manifestation is seeing your external reality changing, it's so much more than that. Ultimately, manifestation is really the process of becoming, the process of change, changing who you are being, changing how you respond to the external world, stepping into a new version of yourself, and ultimately showing up differently. Because if you want your life to show up differently, if you want different outcomes to show up for you, you need to first be that change. And if you want to see your relationships, your finances, your career, your well-being, and everything else in your life to become more expansive and feel more abundant, it starts with you becoming a more expansive and abundant version of yourself. And that's why now it's being honest with yourself and saying, okay, what are ways in which I'm so much further along than I was even a month ago, even a year ago? But now it's also going on the other side of the spectrum and saying, but how can I now become even more expansive, even more abundant? And I wanted to share a few changes in particular that I've noticed within myself. And when I was actually reflecting on how they came to be, I realized that the common denominator was my nervous system and making sure that it was regulated. And in full transparency, and I know this is really a bold statement for any woman to say, but I'm saying it so that I can give you permission either right now or in the future to also declare the same about yourself. But I'll be honest with you, I really, really like this version of myself. I love who I'm becoming, and I've never felt more proud of myself. And I also know that I have so much more potential to tap into, and I'm so excited. And also, I've also never been more motivated to take care of my nervous system and regulate it even further, especially with the changes I'm about to share. They wouldn't have come about. I wouldn't have become this person, this version of myself, if it didn't start with me actually taking the conscious action to regulate my nervous system. And in doing so, it's improved my quality of life. It's, like I said, made me a more expansive version of myself. But as a result, I'm living out a more expansive life. I'm seeing it show up in my life in ways I can't even imagine, whether it's in terms of my relationships, my health, my business, my finances, my personal growth, everything is just opening up. And yeah, of course, there are more areas in my life that I want to see change and evolve, but I'm just so at peace. I'm so trusting and I'm so accepting, but I'm also so knowing. I'm walking around with this level of positive expectancy. Like, I know my life is going to continue to blow up in ways I can't even imagine. And that's a really bold statement to actually say, because we are wired for fear and insecurity and negative expectations. And that's how we don't realize that we block ourselves from getting what we want. But instead, when we can go to the root and start to become the most secure version of ourselves, the most accepting version of ourselves, and also take action from a place of calm, that's when you're stepping into that reality with or without the desire. And as a result, that desire has to come to you. And all these changes I'm about to share, in isolation, they might seem minor, but when you can stack them all together, they add up to massive change. And that's really what we're about here. Small changes adding up to massive results. And really, as much as we all want to massively overhaul our lives, you can't do so without taking that first step. But what happens is that people get stuck in a state of overwhelm because the changes seem so big that they end up in a state of inaction whereby they don't do anything at all. They stay stuck, and then therefore their circumstances stay stuck. And before I dive into the few changes that I've made and become a more expansive version in the process, I want to highlight why, which I said was the nervous system, because really your nervous system is like a control center. It is responsible for so many functions within you, whether it's your decision-making skills, your level of communication, your senses and your level of perception, your ability to regulate your emotional state, your willingness to take action, your ability to focus, ability to retain information, and so much. It has a knock-on effect on every area of your life. And so when you're doing this exercise and identifying areas in your life that need to change or that you're not changing, I can almost guarantee it's because of some kind of dysregulation that's taking place within your nervous system. And if you want to change the behaviors, go to the root, regulate your nervous system. And so the three that I want to share for this episode is that the changes I've made and that's allowing me to become a more expansive version of myself, a more abundant version of myself, is number one, my ability to read really fast. So I used to be someone who would consume knowledge. I've always been someone who really loves to learn and grow. But when it comes to reading, I'd go in and out of it. And for a very long time, I'd read maybe like 2, 3, 4 max books a year. Whereas in the last year, I've been reading consistently 4 books a month. And as a result, I'm learning so much. And because I'm learning so much, when I'm having conversations, I'm able to connect with people on so many different topics, but I'm also able to articulate and give language to certain ideas and concepts in a way I wasn't able to do so in the past. Even when I'm in certain seminars or I'm coaching clients, I'm able to do so from a much higher level of authority because of this increased level of awareness and knowledge. But even when it comes to applying it in my life, I'm able to pinpoint ways in which I didn't even realize that I was holding myself back. I'm able to perceive my circumstances in a different light and as a result, approach them differently. I cannot stress this enough. Reading is one of the greatest habits we can adopt as humans, but a lot of people struggle with reading. And it's very easy to chalk it up to statements such as, I'm just not a reader, or I find it hard to concentrate. Similarly, is you might be finding that you're not able to watch TV without checking your phone. You might be even working, but every 20 minutes, you got to go on Instagram and do a quick scroll. Maybe you're having conversation with people and you're just not able to stay present. All of these, this inability to concentrate and to stay present, it comes down to a dysregulated nervous system, the part of you that is responsible for your level of focus, your level of cognition, and your ability to retain information. And here's the thing, is that staying present in conversations, it might seem irrelevant, but if you're not able to stay present in conversations, it's going to have such a grand effect on so many other areas of your life, including your ability to manifest great relationships. Because one of the biggest keys to a great relationships is communication. And so often we look at communication as your ability to speak, but in order to be a good communicator, even more than the words you say, it is your ability to listen to somebody, to be a safe space whereby someone feels heard. But on the flip side, if you're not actually listening to the person in front of you because you have so many tabs open in your mind, that person, they're going to leave the conversation feeling unheard. And as a result, it's going to have a very detrimental effect on the overall relationship. And so if you can relate to this, again, it's not that you are someone who struggles to stay present or struggles to read. It's really this level of dysregulation is affecting your ability to focus, to stay present, and to retain information. Don't try to change the behavior. Go to the root. Regulate your nervous system. A second change, which I've seen within myself, which I'm really loving because it has such a knock-on effect on my level of productivity and just my overall happiness as I move through the day, is really good sleep. The minute my head hits the pillow, I will knock out and I'll only get up in the middle of the night just to go and use the restroom. But I'm like pretty drowsy that I don't even remember it half the time. And I come back and I'm knocked out. And I know there were times in the past whereby I wouldn't say I've ever been someone who suffers from insomnia, but I'd always wake up consistently at like 2-3 in the morning and I'd be up for an hour. Then I'd go onto Instagram, scroll for like an hour, you know, then I'd play Wordle or some other random game on my phone. And even though the next day I'd get up at a normal hour, that level of disrupted sleep wasn't doing me any favors. And as much as we've normalized insomnia and sleep issues, that's so messed up. We are meant to sleep. We're meant to rest. That is when our bodies recover and are able to function at its peak. But when you're not sleeping well, it's going to have a knock-on effect on your weight, on your moods, on your hunger levels, on your ability to focus the next day, and so much more. And the reason why so many people struggle to even fall asleep is because they're overly stimulated, and also because it feels like their mind is on overdrive. It feels like they have a million tabs open, and that mental noise, that mental clutter is keeping them in a very activated state. And so as much as they're in bed lying down, and maybe you're one of those people, your mind is still active. And so if your mind is not resting, there's no way your body is going to rest. This is the mind-body connection in practice. And so really it's, well, okay, well then if I want my body to rest and actually have a good night of sleep, then I need to calm my mind. And again, this comes down to, I need to now create habits and practices which allow me to regulate my nervous system. A third one, which I've noticed, especially in the past week, a third change, which I'm really proud of myself because this is so not like me, but I'm really liking this level of freedom I've created within myself, but it's the ability to say no. None of us want to identify as a people pleaser, and a former version of me would have found ways to argue that she wasn't a people pleaser, but I was the biggest people pleaser. I would always say yes, even to things I didn't want to do or go to places I didn't want to be at because of the fear of letting people down, but more so the fear of judgment. I didn't want to come across as a certain way. I didn't want to come across as being perceived badly. And even when it came to voicing my needs and preferences, I wouldn't do so because no, I'm fine. Anything, you know, I'm just trying to be the diplomatic one because I didn't want to rock the boat. But really, by me saying yes to everything and everyone around me, I was abandoning myself. I was neglecting my own needs and I was disrupting my own peace in the process. And, you know, it was actually a certain circumstance happened yesterday with a client of mine and we were able to laugh about it after. But we had a call scheduled and normally I'm very flexible rescheduling calls so long as you give me ample amount of time. And she messaged me like 2 hours early being like, hey, can we move our call? If not, no worries at all. But if we can, that would be great. And I know in the past, if the same situation happened, I would have been like, yeah, sure, don't worry about it. But I probably would have harbored some kind of resentment. I would have created a story that this person didn't respect my time, yada, yada, yada. But when she messaged me, I actually replied back saying, hey, if we can actually go ahead with our call as scheduled, I'd be really appreciative. And she was like, yeah, totally fine. We go on the call. And I asked her when we go on the call, I'm like, are you mad at me? And she was like, no, why? I was like, okay, well, do you think I'm rude? You think I'm uncompassionate? She was like, no, not at all. I was like, do you think I'm selfish? She was like, absolutely not. And then she was like, why? I was like, no, I want this to be a really important learning a lesson for you as well, because so many people engage in people-pleasing tendencies whereby you say yes to other people. You don't prioritize your needs and your preferences. And in the process, you create a story. You create resentment. You create a wedge between you and the other person. But more importantly, you eat into your own level of joy and satisfaction because only because of the stories your mind has conjured up and your inability to be vulnerable and to communicate. And the more you engage in these people-pleasing tendencies, not only are you further dysregulating your nervous system, but you're also now moving through your life from an energy of lack, of I don't value myself. And as a result of not valuing yourself, you're going to also keep attracting low-value outcomes. And, you know, with this one particular client, it was just so wonderful to be able to just articulate my preference, not from a place of, oh, she's going to think I'm so mean or so rude, but knowing that, okay, if she really can't attend the call, I'm understanding enough to know that it must be a big deal, but it doesn't take away from me being able to voice what I prefer. And I think that's just so important is, you know, asking yourself, where am I not voicing my needs? And as a result, keeping myself in a state of lack. And the fourth change I want to touch upon, I said three, but hey, we'll go for a fourth one because why not? Fun fact, four is also my lucky number, is my time management skills. Whereas in the past, certain tasks or certain days would really overwhelm me because I had a lot to do that day, I'm finding myself moving through my days with a lot more ease and a lot more comfort, whereby I'm doing a lot, but I don't feel as overwhelmed. Similarly, tasks that used to maybe take me 2 hours or 3 hours, now it takes me 30 minutes, 45 minutes. I'm able to get a lot more done with my day without feeling stressed. And even on my busiest days, where my to-do list just seems like it's never ending, I'm able to continue taking action. And this is so critical because a lot of times when you have so much going on and you're so busy, it's very easy to get stuck in that overwhelm. And as a result, not take action at all. And there's been so many days, especially in the last couple of weeks, whereby I just get into bed and I reflect on my day and I'm just blown away, you know, thinking like, how on earth did I manage to get all of this done? And for me, maintaining balance in every area of my life is so key. And it's really cool to be able to have days where I'm able to look at the various areas in my life, which I deem as really important to me, including my relationships, my work, my health, my personal learning and spiritual connection, and also the impact I'm making on the world, and see that I've been able to pour into all of them on the same day without feeling drained. But instead, I'm left with such a deep sense of fulfillment and satisfaction. And like I said, is an isolation, they might not seem like a big deal, but when you can stack up all these different changes, that's how you really step into a more expansive version of yourself. And because your life is an externalized mirror reflection of who you are being, in that state of being, you're only going to attract more expansion and more abundance. And if this is sounding like something you are ready to lean into, I highly recommend you get into my upcoming program, Calm, Cool, and Creating. We start officially on 25th of April until the 5th of May. And over the 10 days together, I'm going to be highlighting the ways in which you have unknowingly been dysregulating your nervous system, but more importantly, how to create the necessary changes to help you now regulate your nervous system. And as a result, improve the quality of your entire life. Because really, your nervous system is a starting point of everything that manifests in your life, including who you become. You really want to tap into your potential and become the most expansive and abundant version of yourself. Go to the root, regulate your nervous system, create the internal safety required in order for you to go to your next level. And I promise you'll be so, so happy with the results that unfold, the desires that manifest. If you have any questions at all, you can send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway. Otherwise, the link to sign up for Calm, Cool, and Creating is in the show notes. That being said, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.